Okay, so the Mishnah. Rav Eliezer Omer, Ha'orig Shlosha Chutin, B'tchila V'achas Ala Orig Eschai. A person weaves three threads when he's starting a garment, which means he already has the chassis, which is the foundation, where Lashon Evan Shasiya, chassis, right? That's the foundation, threads already there. That's what he refers to in English as the warp. And then the order of threads are the threads which you're ma'arev, you mix into the chassis threads, into the foundation which is already there. You weave in three orev threads into the chassis. So lach is, or va'achaz al orev of this, it's already a garment which has been started, or a cloth which has been started, he adds on one more thread, it's chai. V'chacham armim, bein dechila, bein besoif, ishiuroi, beis chutim. The shear is two, chutim is the shear. Okay. If a person puts Rashi learns, person takes the puts two thread of the chassis threads when he's setting up the loom. So you would have to thread the chassis threads through the harness. In the harness, there was a loop, which was the thread would go through, and when the harness would go up, that would raise the thread, and the harness would go down, that would lower the thread. And that act of threading the chassis threads through the loop is the malacha of Oseh Shtei Batanir. So Benirin, the Keris was the the reed. It was something which kept the threads in order. So he kept the threads in order, number one. And number two, after you had passed the order of thread through the loom to compact it down and make sure that it was tight, you would press back with that keris, and that would force everything to be in place. So that was called putting, the person would put those threads through the keris. Benato b'kora ubasal, or a person would also weave the same way you weave a garment. You also would weave. They would weave their sieves. They made out of cloth, and you would have to weave them. Or basal, if a person weaves a basket, so a person makes shtei batinirim in an apo kora or a sal is chayiv. Now, the same way the idea of the shtei batinirim is, this is what holds your threads in place, allowing you to do the process of weaving. So the same thing is true when you're weaving a basket. To be able to have it stay in place, what they would basically do is they would create. You want to pass it to me? Here's a picture over here. Picture 52. So they would do a process of you would weave together a foundation of your warp threads, your warp reeds, and your weft reeds, and then you would twine them in to hold them tight, square, and then you would bend up the warp threads up, and you start weaving a basket around it. So that foundation of creating the bottom foundation, which allowed it to stay together, wouldn't pull apart as you're weaving it, which is function similar to Oseh Shtei Batanirim. Okay. About a turbot shaped based tefiris, a person who sews two threads. Bakra manaslit based tefiris, a person who is kareya with the intent of sewing two threads. Okay. Zakt Rashi, Rabbi Eliezer. Also, the Frushe Shir Areg Shimon Ba'obas Malachis, Tatan Hasim Shnei Chutim. So, Eliezer is coming along and saying that the Mishnah over there said Areg Shnei Chutim. Eliezer is coming along and saying the gears on the side is the Marashal. He's coming to explain his opinion, to argue and say it's three and one. If this is the first act of weaving the baggage, so it's going to be three threads. Person adds another thread, al shiur ba'achas, The fact that this one thread is added and it combines with the others, it has a chashivas of extending the beggar enough to be chayv. But in Yerim, Shnosin Beis Chutim Shesi Benira Shekaran Lichitz. So he puts the two threads of the Shesi threads through the Nira, through the harness, which is called a Lichitz. Benira Bekaris from Farsha Gemara, the more explains what Nirin is, what Keris is. Benapa Bekvara, Hanach Lav Nirin Mamish. It's not really Shtebati Nirin. Ela Masharsher, Markev Chut Echad Shal Orev Beshesi Milamato, Vechim Milamalo. You put two threads around. Maimon Hashesi Behem Kitzikuna, and that establishes the your original Shesi that it's set, and now you can bend the Shesi up and start weaving your basket. Okay. He has in Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says the shear is shtayim. I but not on gimel. We have Rabbi Eliezer saying the shear is three. Like Hashem, the more says it's not difficult to understand. How about limi? How about katini? It depends whether you're talking about thick threads or you're talking about thin threads. And there's two ways to differentiate. There's two arguments how to differentiate. You could argue, and the more to explain both ways. You can go this way, or you can go that way. Amrlo lahagisa, you can go this way. That alimi, if they're thicker threads, you need three, because tolosa loy sasri, tre sasri, by the virtue of the fact that they're larger threads, they don't hold well together, so you need three to make it get the garment going, as opposed to thinner threads. Katini shreinamilosasi, thinner threads, even two will stuck together. That's one way to argue it. Amrlo lahagisa, there's those who argue the other way around. That katini tlosa yadi, by thinner threads, three is already considered chashav. You accomplish something, you see something of significance. And the thicker threads, trey is not so noticeable. Two is not so, you don't see too much there yet. But alimi trey nami yadib, by the thicker threads, even two is considered significant. Okay. Tanya, ha'orig beiz gimel chutim betchila bechad ala orig chayiv. So the Tanakh of the Brice is Rabbi Yezer, says it's shear is three and one. The chomer mbein betchila beim besoiv, shearin is beiz chutim, the shear is two. Is two chutim. Should be shear, shtei chutim. Ubesafa is based chutim b'roichav. They would at the edge of the garment, they would sometimes use a different type of material there. And so the shear for the orig, if you would be weaving the edge of the garment, is two chutim b'rechav gimel batenirim. Two chutim, so when we discuss orig, obviously you're talking, you have to measure two shiurim, you have to measure the shear of how many, much more you're adding in your orig threads, and over through how much of a chassis do you have to go through? In other words, if your loom is set up, sweet, you want to pass this to safer, please.
Thanks.
So if your loom is set up, right, and you're putting your RF thread through there, so I'm going to be adding RF threads, also discussing how many do we have to add to be considered chayav. So we'll see in the next mishnah that there's a shear called Rechev Hasit, which we'll see what that shear is over here, but we're saying when it comes to the edge, the shear is adding two nuchutim, according to the Chachamim, across the width of three batenir, across the width of, which basically means across the width of three chassis threads, which is less than the shear which we're going to give later on, because the edges were a little bit thicker material, a little bit stronger material, and that's already enough to be chayiv, independent of the amount which of the garment, which was you would have to weave it across a larger amount. Because this would be comparable to la'urig tzilzil cotton. If your person was making a belt, he'd be making a belt, which you would also, again, you'd probably be using a little bit thicker material, And you, this is the width of the belt. The belt was a little like a cord which you would use to hold up a garment. Over there also we could picture that being two chutim across the width of three batinirim, across the width of three shesi threads would be enough to be chayiv. It takes off the vav. Yeah, ha'arei gimel chutim b'tchila echad ha'arei gizkayev. That's the quote now from the beginning of the brisa. So that's stam ekir b'liyazer. So the Tanakhama, we hear the stam das in this brisa is like b'liyazer. Tanya yiduch. Ha'arei beiz chutim alagas v'ala imra is chayev. Person puts two chutim across. Whether it's alagas, which means it's already across, that there's a large amount of material there, or imra, which means that when you're just starting the edge of the bag, either one, so the shear is chayiv. So the imra is that you have something there ready, so but the Tanakhama says you need two. But as imra filo echad, in either of those cases, one is enough. So imra, the same way we spoke about the edges on the side of the garment, you also have the end of the garment. The end of the garment is called imra. So you just have the imra. Sometimes is also made out of a different material. So if you have the imra there, which is just that those x amount of threads of that other material, and then you add more. So the Tanakhama says you need two, and Rabbi Elazar says you need one. Ubasafa on the sides, on the two edges. Shnei chutim rechav shashe batanirim chayiv. Halamata doima lo erig tzitzel katan shnei chutim al rechav gimu batanirim. Okay, and again the word v'ha'erig should be beis chutim agas al imre chayiv stomach to rabbanu. So this price, the stam price over here goes like the rabbanu. See Rashi. Kiyosu Rav Yitzchak Tani. Rav Yitzchak brings a different price. Masnisen. Sorry. Rashi learns. He learns not a brisa, but he brings a different brisa. Masisan Hachir, Blezermer Ha'areg, a different mission. I'm sorry. He has a mission. Blezermer Ha'areg Gimbo Beis Chutzim Betchila B'Leipolik Blezermer, but an Ela Be'Echad Ela Ha'areg. Only argues on the loch of how, if it's already woven already, how many you need. Like Yisro, some argue the following way: Alimi Gimel Bolei Beis. The thicker threads need three. Mishum Deshnayim, two of them is Sasri will come apart. The Mitech Ovion because they're thick, and in the Bokan Yofa they don't stick to each other well. Mitini Bishnayim is Mechayv. But the thinner ones, two already is Mechayv. Because the nature of threads is because they're hairy, etc. They sort of grasp to each other. But the thicker the thread is, the more you would need to hold it together. Some argue the other way around. Alimi shnayim is chayiv. Thicker ones, too, is enough to be chayiv. The adi, davar hanirahu, it's visible, noticeable. Avaktini bishnayim is potter, because it's not so visible. V'sabah beis chutim berechav gimel v'tanir. Yesh organ sabi v'beged hasofa v'arech, the along the length of the as you're weaving your cloth, so that's going to be the length. The width of the loom is the width of your cloth, and the length of the cloth, you can weave as much as you want. So that's called the length. So along the length of the cloth on the sides, min acher shel shesi, you would use a different type of material for the edges, the shesi material. Is kashir shlosha batinirim, and that the width of those on the sides usually was three batinirim. So a person would weave through that two chutim and he'd be chayiv. Namaz ha'tayma, klamer lohachi mechayiv ba'orig kotzer ki hayiv, even though the width of it is less than we normally understand. But meaning kimloi rechav asit, we don't say you need kimloi rechav asit k'de misharinan v'masnisin ba'orig be'emsa bag, like we're going to say in the next Mishnah where you're weaving in the middle of the garment. Over here, the width you need is less than that, because a thin belt She'enoi rochava yosim shashu batanirim, which itself wasn't thicker than three threads. You can do such a thing. Alagas is orig harbe. There's already a large amount of cloth which has been woven. Ala imro tchilas habeged shargam by oriv mimin acher leimro. So over there, the chassis, the beginning of the garment, the chassis thread was the same chassis as opposed to the side. The chassis thread was different, but you would use a different type of oriv thread to get it going, and at the edge. Ubesofer la'arich chassis hashassis kuloi. So that this was along the whole length of the chassis, you would have a different chassis thread. Fine. So the Gemara, my benirin. What is it? So the Mishnah says you put make shtei batinirim benirin. Now the batinirin is the if you look at over there in the harness, those little circles which would raise and lower the thread. That's called batinirim. The nirin were the harness. The harness itself, or the threads which held the batinirim, were called the nirin. Now, when you do your harness, obviously the idea of the harness is to create two different layers. You're going to separate your threads in such a way that when you press on your treadle, some will go higher and some will go lower, and create that area. You create that area which you allow you put your shuttle across. So the most logical one, of course, is you put threads 1, 3, 5, 7, etc. in harness number 1, and threads 2, 4, 6, 8 in the other one. You press 1, 3, 5, 7 go up, 2, 4, 6, 8 go down, and you have your, then and you press it again, and they switch. And that holds your orif thread in place. However, that weave, obviously there are different types of weaves you could do. That your orif thread goes over two threads before it goes up and down. You could do different types of weaves, different types of patterns. So, and different types of cloth, depending on how you weave it, will have either a thicker or a thinner type of feeling to it, a softer type or a harder type of feeling to it. So when you put your thread in, you're going to thread one thread through the base near, through the hole which will hold it up. The next thread, you have to put it through there also. You're going to put it in between the two. That's called putting it in the near. It's in between the two cords which hold the base near in place, hold the circle in place. So, Omer Bai, Tarte Bebati Nira, V'chad V'nira. So it means you put two in the base near and one in the near. So pashas, that means, you learn the more, you assume the more it means. So you'd thread number one into harness A and thread number three into harness A, and you put thread number two in between the two, and that's enough to be considered you've made shei batanir. So you have to deal with three threads, because you're going to have each, as you set the thing up, you're going to have to thread. Threads 1, 3, 5, etc. So you put shtei batanirim, so it means you put 2 through, 1 and 3. You also have to put thread number 2 in between the two. That should be able to go into harness B later on. Rashi does not learn like that. Rashi learns it means you put 2 threads into the same hole. The cover is back. It's upside down. Yeah. Okay. So look to Rashi. Tarti bate nira, v'chada b'nira. Beis pami markiv l'chud shel shesi b'beis nira. T'hainu shakaron litza. V'achas b'nira. You put two threads through the base near, and you put one in the near. Pam shlishi is markiv al'chud hanira shakaron litza hamurkav alakon. The thread which is, I'm not sure, the kon I'm assuming means the form, the harness. The wood harness which held it in place. So you put two through the base near and one through that. And apparently, Rabbi Kukovitsky of that saber over there, that's done his research as well, he says that apparently wool is softer when you do that. You have that type of weave where you have two, your orif will be going over two threads at a time as opposed to one. They were actually when they would when they would spin the threads, they would actually spin Shesi threads different than Orif threads. That's Gemara and Ksuvos. That a woman, part of her responsibilities in marriage was to produce thread, because they used to make their own garments, and she was mechuyev to produce a certain amount of thread per week. This was part of her responsibilities as a wife. Even up to like Victorian times, women would walk around with constantly spinning thread. That was like, you know, part of their dress. You know, you come with this. And shesi thread was twice the thickness of orif thread. And they would spin it in different directions, so when you would put them in the garment, they would hold each other well, because they're going in different directions. They would, the thread itself would go in different directions, so they would cut across each other. They would dig into each other so it would keep the garment tight. So that being so, the way you would weave it would make a difference. Because they were different, they had different properties to them. Bekeres of the more. What's my bekeres? What's the bekeres of Rav Matsuvisa? Rashi, what's Matsuvisa? Be'erias garden, organ beregel. Who, when the people were making the gardener, the weavers, which they would weave with their foot. It's a treadle loom. Karen limish. Pima makam akana ha'ela be'yared be'erias ariga znoshim shekaren prisha. So we'll see later on that there's other types of looms which you could have. Jonathan, you pass it for a second. So you know we're semi familiar with this type of loom, right? That's your. But there was other types of looms which were commonly used in those days. There was a vertical loom. And there's a vertical two-beam loom, and there's a vertical one-beam loom, and there was a Arabic warp-weighted treadle loom, and there was continuously warped loom. You know, there's different types of loom. So the women would normally be using a vertical loom. And the Moor talks about what's called Kevet Elyon and Kevet Tachton. There was two beams. There was an upper two things which held it in place, the top and the bottom. But you also needed to, after you put your order thread through, you had to push it up against. So what did that for you? So in the treadle loom, you have this comb which you'd pull towards you. That was the caris. In a vertical loom, obviously that wasn't practical. They had a different type of a corner which would go up and down, as opposed to back and forth, to accomplish the same thing. Okay. Batarba based tefiris of the Gemara, Hatinin of Abbas Malachis. We already said that Batarba based tefiris. It says so. Why? What? We didn't add any information over here at all. Some more answers. Mishum the Kabbalah Mist. We said this back in Parakal Gadol. Mishum the Kabbalah Mist. The Seifa. Vakarei Manas Liter based tefiris. Taninami Batarba Hatzayfer. Fedamar Kasha. Vakarei Nami. Vakarei Hot Nami Tinin of Abbas Malachis. That partially also said back there in the Dafayin Gimel. El Mishum the Karboy, the Misty Sefer, the next Mishnah is going to tell us that Kareb Chamosav Al Mesoy discusses the various motivations why he would be tearing something, what the Locha is. Shemachi Tony, Tony Atabre Tfiris, and then sewing, tearing for to re-sew, and then other purposes. Kareb Manasitra based Tfiris, Shay Tfiris. Why would you be tearing in order to sew? I mean, if you're sewing, you're sewing. If you're tearing, you're not. The Moral says, the of the ki kista. In the process of sewing it, it bunched up, made like a pocket. So you would take out the stitches to be able to and flatten it out and re-sew it. It's a crashing. Why do we have to repeat it again over here? Didn't add anything. Also, the reason why it said it, Mishum plugged it, it says the Machoshim Blessing the Chachamim. Shebatanirim, it repeats, Lashminan, Benirin, the Lach of putting it through the Nir, Ubekaris, Ubenapa, Bekvora, Vesal, Tolitonalahosim. Those things were not mentioned back there in Paraklal Gadol. tunnel the huhasim. But this, what are you adding? So the word says enechanami. You're adding the next mission. The abda habeger ki kista helechazum is kapelas. Shana beged shav, it's not flat. Uberlet bebeged kamin kis, it looks like a little pocket which is sticking out. Certainly kroya habeged lamata, so you have to tear it from below, the stitching. Umberlet lefonav, and then you're going to sort of like rub it with your fingers to flatten it out. Batzvira misya shevis, and that'll flatten, they make the tzvira now to be more flat. Little, you'll settle in place. So the Mishnah, kareya b'chamosay v'almesay, person tears a garment in his anger, or he tears it because of somebody was nifter. B'cholam akalkal, anything which is basically damaging the item, it's basically what it's doing, damaging, all these lalach is peturin. We'll see more in the Gemara about that. Hamakalkal manasa sakein, shurikim asakein, but if a person does the kilkal with intent of thereby now allowing it to fix something, and correct something, do something with it, so then the shear of chiyuv is, parallels the shear of when a person would do the tikkun. Okay, now, shir ha-malabin, the malacha of malabin, of washing it out, the beginning of the process of your process, your material, even before you make it into a thread, so you would be malabin it, v'amanapetz, and you'd comb it out, v'tzeveya, you would dye it, v'tzove, and you would spin it. All these is k'maloi reichev hasit kafel. It's the size, what's called hasit, a sit is a certain measure, and this is a double sit. So you have to do enough material to create a thread that long. So you'd be malabin enough material to create that, you would be manapet enough material that you would actually then spin a thread that long. V'oreg, the shear for oreg, yishnei chutim, the person's oreg shnei chutim, shiroi kimaloi hasit. The shear for chiv is the width of a sit. So, you know, you're putting your aura thread through X amount of shesi threads. How many? The width of a sit. Let's see, Rashi, what is that? A sit kafel.
I understand, like, if you're talking about malav, I mean, here it sounds like the context is you're trying to make thread, right?
That's what we had in the Mishkan, right.
Right. But now, let's say I had my garment, I had a little stain. I already made garment. I got a stain now. Okay, and it's a shear that's smaller than a...
Yeah, a sit kafel,
then I would think that would be chayiv, no?
Pashas, that would be chayiv. That's the main idea which you had before. You know, if that's what's necessary and that's what's needed, that'll get a chashivas to it. Okay. So Zakrashi sit kafel. Mefarshu Gemara. The Gemara explains like this: sit, who has it shebein etzba la'ama. If your pointer finger and the next finger, that's the etzba and the ama. Ama is your tallest finger. So a person would spread out those two fingers. That's the shear of a sit, the space between the two of them. K'mashu adam yochel harchiva, as much as you can, as far as you can spread the two. That's called a shear of a sit. Obviously, you're talking about against an average person because some bigger fingers, smaller fingers, more dexterous and less dexterous. But v'mitaba v'libin v'nipetz v'tzaba shekulin ovas malachas chut echad oruch kishir hazeh is chayiv. If you do any one of the ovas malachas of that amount of that amount of material, that would be chayiv. So that's a shear of a sit. Sit kafel would be double that. Even though he did not put the chassis thread he did not put the orif thread all the way across the whole width of the chassis, which is sitting there on the loom. You could have a loom which was wider than a person's hand. You wanted to make they would do it. They would double team it. You'd pass. You'd have two weavers, one would stand on one side and throw the shuttle across the other guy on the other side, and they throw it back and forth like that. So you can make it extra. Well, it wasn't just garments. They would, they were using material for, anything. They're making tapestries. They're making, So if you didn't do that across the whole width, you did it across the width of Meloi Hasit. So, fine. Furthermore, Kasha, Verminum and Aski was Stira. Our mission says, Kreba Chamasa Va Meso is Potter. Bryce says, Kreba Chamasa Ube Evloi Va Meso is Chayiv. So loch is it is kaim. V'amishemachalus haShabbos yatsidei kriya. In the case of Evel v'amesoy, so even though he was mechalal Shabbos, he fulfilled his obligation of the mitzvah of kriya, the percentage of kriya of kriya, v'shas misa, when a relative was nifter. So he fulfills his obligation of kriya. No, you cannot do it on Shabbos. He's chayv misa for doing it on Shabbos, but he fulfills his obligation of doing kriya. He's chayv a chatas. He forgot it was Shabbos, so he's chayv doing a chatas for doing. He forgot, and he did it, but he doesn't have to do kriya again. He did kriya. But the more says Armish says pata. This price it says chayv. Much loy kasha. Haba meis today. Haba meis d'alma. So. The price of a case was his mace, which he has a chiv to do kriya. So it's chashev what he did. So it's not mekilkel. He had a mitzvah to do this. So he did something which is, where there was a tikkun. So he's chayev. The Mishnah one case, he just did it because he's upset about, you know, his neighbor, you know. So the Mishnah, that's kilkel, it's your potter. The verse is 1 second, but it says, Hameso ketoni. It says the Mishnah, Almeso, his mace. That's the language of the Mishnah. So it wasn't some mace. No, he heard that, you know, some guy died, you know, the other side of town. The Morris says, "Lo'el be mace today." You're right. So the Mishnah told case was his mace. But we're talking about those relatives which he does not have a chiyuv to sit a velus. It'd be relative, it'd be a cousin, it'd be a grandson, it'd be a grandfather, something. He has no chiyuv to do kriya, but he feels the pain and he does kriya. But he doesn't accomplish anything, he has no halacha to do it, so therefore it's considered an act of makalkal. Now, would a person be allowed to do it?
Yeah, I mean, you have an uncle you're
close to. Theoretically, you'd be allowed to do it, yeah. It's not considered, would not be considered baltashkis, wasting the garment. Now, the Gemara is now going to go through a whole piece of Gemara, which is like, the answers are obvious, but the Gemara just wants to flesh out the concept. The Gemara said, well, maybe, we're talking about if he's a chacham, you have a chiva to kriya for that. No, I wasn't a chacham. Well, he was there when he died, you have a chiva to do that. Well, he wasn't there when he died. You know, the answer, but the Morris is going to go through all the different possibilities of where there would be a mitzvah of kriya.
He was there when he died.
If I am present at the shas patira of any individual, there's a mitzvah of kriya. Right, the shas yisis and shavma.
If you're no matter if you're
but not really,
or
not.
If you're a family member or not.
Correct. Some more is going to go through them and answer all of them are obvious. That wasn't the case. But you know, more is just going to flesh it out.
I assume we're going to talk about the fact that the Chamaso.
The more is going to go back to Chamaso, yeah. For the Merkash, Rechachem Hu, we had this all in my cutting over there. Rechachem Hu, Chiyuv Mechai, but if the person who was Nifter wasn't his relative, but it was a Chachem, you have a mitzvah to do, to tear for him. The Tanya Chacham Shemesa Kol Krayvav, everybody's his relative. A Kol Krayvav Sachodai. Is everybody really his relative? Ela Ema Hakol Kikrayvav. That Hakol Karen Olav. Everybody has a mitzvah to do Kriya on him. A Kol Chutz Olav. They used to do the act of Chalitza, was they would take off the garment off their shoulders. They would, you know, they would leave their shoulder bare. A Kol Mavarin Olav Berchava, and everybody would do the process the same way we do Nicham Avelim. They used to do a process of Nicham Avelim. They used to feed them the first meal. Was called Shudas Havroah. When we have Shudas Havroah, we do it in the house. They used to do it actually in the Rechav, outside. They would sit down and the first meal that Ovel eats, somebody has to give to him. He doesn't eat it himself.
It's a little bowl of soup.
Right. So Hakol Mavarnov, everybody would receive that. Everybody would receive Shudas Havroah. So you see there's a mitzvah of Kriya and a Chacham.
How do you define Chacham here? I mean, it's like Gadol Dor?
Okay, that we had over there in Mudkot, there's different, you know, there's different levels of, you know, the people of that city, and there's people for, you know, they have a chiyuv, the chacham of their city. The person who's the nosis, have a chiyuv, you know, we saw over there that the different levels. So Marshall is the love chacham. Okay, fine, the case was he wasn't a chacham. Okay. Yadam kasher hu, if he's not a chacham, but he was considered a tzaddik, a person who did everything properly, so chiyuv mechayiv, you mechayiv. The Tanya, we learned in the Brisa, the Imam Mesim Bonav Ubanoisim Shal Adam Kshem Kanim. Why do people have to live through the tragedy of losing children when they're young? Kadesh Yivka Vizabal Adam Kosher. Therefore, they will cry when Adam Kosher dies. The Mor says Kadesh Yivka means we're like, you know, Arvona shakli minei. So the version like takes like takes a you know a collateral. You know, I'm going to kill your kid now. You'll get used to it. Therefore, when the Adam Kasha dies 3 years from now, you'll I took your kid this way. You're guaranteed you'll do that. Like what does one do the other? Elamor means Ella. He didn't do the process of Avelus on Adam Kosher, and because of that, he didn't recognize that loss. He loses his children. By giving cover to the Cheshivas of the Tzaddik who was Nifter, you recognize that value. The person gets a mechilas, he understands the value of mitzvahs, etc. He gets a mechilas of Avelus. Some more answers. Let's read the love Adam Kosher. He wasn't Adam Kosher. Okay. Vida Kaiba Shasitiz Neshama, Mechayiv and Mechayiv. If you're there at the moment when the person is Nifter, you have to tear. The Tanya, Rishim and Elozer, Mer, Hoyman, El, Mace, Beshasitiz Neshama, Chayiv Likra, you have to do Kriya. Holomazadama, because what do we compare this to? The Sefer Torah Shadisufa, just like a person would see a Sefer Torah being burned, there's a mitzvah of Kriya. Seeing a neshama leave the body is the same thing as seeing a Sefer Torah being destroyed. Some more answers. He wasn't there when the neshama left. You know, again, the answers of these are all obvious, more just fleshing out the case. So, but when you come out of all those cases, we would consider it that he would be chayiv because he did accomplish a chayiv kriya which he had. Okay. Then the Morris is going to say, now the Morris is going to say, you've answered the steer between Mesa and Mesa. You haven't answered the steer between Chamosa and Chamosa. And that's the next piece of it. Let's see Rashi first. Nira. And maybe we'll leave the end of seeing the next piece of Gemara tomorrow. Yeah. Nira be'ein adach yasinan. Ramin will ask you a stira. Hakreba chamoso be'evlo val meso chai val vish. L'may de goris hakreba chamoso be'evlo val meso afal pili dana ma yotsu yudei kriya shach lamer abe chamoso v'may noka be chamoso. The girsa seems to be the price is chamoso be'evlo val meso, and then it discusses min yotsu kriya. There's no mitzvah of kriya by case of chamoso. The price should discuss your min yotsu your kriya. Yesterday, Kriya Shadam Chayv Likral Mesa, he fulfills his obligation of Kriya. So, where's Hobby Mesti Day? Bryce, the Tani Chayv, Bimesti Day. Shechayv Likral, it's talking about a relative which he has to do mitzvah Kriya. Hell, Kriya Day, Lav Kilkul, who? Elatikun, so it's not considered Kilkul, he did a mitzvah with it. But the Mishnah says, it's talking about other Mesim. For the Markash of Homesa, Nami Tani Bimesti, it says the word his Mace in the Mishnah also. Some more answers. It's called his mace because he's the one who has the responsibility to bury him. He's not one of the seven relatives, but he's at this point in time, he's the one who's responsible for him. So it's called mace, his mace, because he's the one who's dealing with it. But it's not one of the seven relatives, which are Avivim, Benoy, Bito, Achiv, Achosoy, and his wife. The positive is used lashon share. It doesn't say explicitly the wife, but that's what it's referring to. For chinan vi chacham who zeshem meis chivim mechayev nami likroya. If it's a chacham, he has to tear. Given the mechayev masakanu, but my potter. So the answer was he wasn't a chacham. Cholson, what does that mean? Yolson lefanav chalutzei kasev. They would take chalukai karua achik sefer chalutzei aruma. They would tear the shoulder that the they would leave their shoulder bare to show their avelus. The first suda he would not eat of his own; they would give him to eat. The Karmelay Rachmanu Yecheskel also eat of his own. The Kapasa says Yecheskel. Hashem said to Yecheskel, "Lechem Anashim Losechol. Don't eat your own. You have to eat somebody else. Don't be an avelus where in avelus you eat the bread of somebody else to give to you." That was the passage referring to. So don't be in a state of avelus where you would receive other people's bread. So that process, well, they used to do that berachava in the streets. Before he didn't cry about the Adam Kosher, we give take this mashkin. So Mora says, no, it means because he didn't do it in the past. Sefer Torah Shen Yisrof, Haroi Sefer Torah Shen Yisrof, Chayv Likroya. Person sees Sefer Torah, which is burning. He has a mitzvah kriya. Kedemina b'may katan chas v'shalom b'megillah shesar v'yayoyakim d'chsiv le'pachtu b'lekar b'gadim. That they saw the Yoyakim took the Megillah which the Nevuah of Yirmiyo and he burnt it, and the people there didn't respond with tearing the regatta. So we see that was a tine against them. So you're mechuyev to do that. So similarly, va'af nishmas Yisrael hanitelis doimaloi. When you take away the neshama out of the body, it's shein lecha reik b'Yisrael shein b'Torah mitzvahs. So everybody has mitzvahs, and you're taking out that the kedushas from the parchment of the body which is there. Okay, I'm gonna do a little more, just a little piece of Gemara. Where it says tenach meisai. So we've answered the steer between meisai and meisai. El chamosa, achamosa is kasha. We still haven't answered the steer between chamosa and chamosa. It says he tears in his anger and he's potter. The bride says he tears in his anger and he's chayiv. Samora says, Hod of Yehuda, Hod of Shimon. The difference is between Yehuda and Shimon, whether you're talking about Malachah and Sricha Lagufa. So the Brisa says, Chayiv, like your Yehuda. The Mishnah says, Potter, like your Shimon. Why is it? Because he's not tearing it to do any tikkun in the garment itself. That would be the Malachah Tzricha Lagufa. You want to do something here, so you need to do this tikkun in the garment itself. He's tearing it to alleviate his frustration. So it's a Malachah Tzricha Lagufa. The tikkun that you're doing is not in there, it's somewhere else. That's called you're doing this to get that. That's called Tzricha Lagufa. The Mora says, Harav Yehuda Damar Malachah Tzricha Lagufa is Chayiv Aleha, Harav Shimon Damar Malachah Tzricha Lagufa is Patur Aleha. Mora said, that's very nice. Emer de shemata le Rabbi Yehuda de b'masakin. B'makalkal mi shemata le b'lamaisa, he's doing a tilkel. It all remains is a tilkel. So he digs a hole, not for the purpose of the hole, but to get the dirt. So we say, at least there's a tikkun to get the dirt. Over here, what's a tikkun? So more answers, Amr of Oben, hai nami misakin hu, de ka'ovid nachas ruach le Yitzroy, not the Yitzroy to his creator, but the Yitzroy to his Yetzahara. He's making himself feel, venting his frustration is okay. And the Moor is going to question that, and that's not really permitted, and that's the next piece of Gemara.